First of all, thank you so much for coming, taking time to come and meet with us. I read through the devotional talk. It's focused on friendship and how we are all children of God. What made you want to speak on this topic?
Well, this campus has been, for me, a home since 1971, when I came with my father and family from California. He was made the president of Ricks College. It was much smaller then, and I remember it as being an extraordinarily friendly place, probably not least because I was the son of the college president. And so anytime I was with him on the campus, it was natural to be greeted. But there was just a friendliness generally. It was remote, small college in a place where the wind blew and the snow piled up, and there was just kind of a natural association that you had. You would huddle together, literally and figuratively. And of course, we've gotten much bigger, and the campus is much more commodious. We have some covered walkways between buildings now. It's not as likely that you'll freeze to death as you get out on the campus in the middle of the winter. But other changes have been less salutary, and in particular, where we've got more of us and more of us who are wired as we're out on the campus and thinking about other things and even in communication with other people, there's a risk that we overlook one another. And so this talk is an opportunity for us to remember how valuable our face-to-face interactions can be.
So in the talk, the two of you go back and forth quite a bit. What inspired you guys to do this instead of just individually speaking and giving two separate talks? Why did you want to do it this way?
Well, I always like it when Kelly does the talking. And it just seemed to be a way for us both equally to males and females to share this important message.
So, Sister Irene, what do you hope students learn or take away from the talk?
Oh, I really hope that they will look to each other to be able to lift each other and to be able to greet each other. They will need this as they leave the BYU-Idaho campus in order to fulfill President Henry B. Eyring's prophecy about them becoming disciple leaders. They cannot be disciple leaders unless they know how to greet and lift and lead other people. And so I hope they'll take this opportunity to practice that while they're here.
So one of the first things that was added this semester is that devotional discussion board where students can prepare and participate in the weekly devotionals more than usual and more than before. Where did this idea come from, and why do you feel that it's so important?
Well, the idea really stems from our learning model. So the idea that we teach and we serve, we learn from one another. And devotional presents a challenge because it's a very, very large gathering of somewhere around 10,000 people are likely to attend. But it's important for us to have the learning model experience. Things stick better when we are involved. And so the discussion board helps to get people involved even before devotional begins. We'll also have some pair and share activities in the BYU-Idaho Center and things that same time can be used by the many students who will be, the online students who will be joining us that way. And so it's an attempt at active learning in a very big group. And it's not innovative. It's just what we do in our classrooms, both face-to-face and online at BYU-Idaho.
So the first assignment or participation aspect of the discussion board was to simply say hello to people around you, to smile, to be friendly. Why do you think that was such a great idea at first?
Well, I don't know if it was a great idea. It seems to have worked. It's worked so well that people now, when I say hello to them, they laugh back. They'll say hello and they're laughing because everybody knows what we're up to. And there are probably some people who are, think it's silly and maybe even are put off by it. But most folks are friendly. I think most of us know we ought to be doing this naturally. And the discussion board in particular has proved very popular. I think at latest count, we have something like 800 posts and over 20,000 views of it.
Wow. I say that it's a great idea because I tried it. I was walking down the street the other day just on campus, and there was a gentleman coming, and we were both looking at each other, and I could tell that he knew what the discussion board was about, and we both said hello at the same time. And we both kind of laughed about it because we knew that that's what it was. And so I do think that it's a great idea. So you talked about the pair and share is what you called it. So students are going to have time during devotional to kind of chat with those around them and share their feelings and other things about that. What inspired this idea and why will it help students?
Well, again, it's what we do in the classroom. So unfortunately, this semester I won't be teaching, but I just finished up with a wonderful class last semester. And today, it'll be just about 90 seconds that we invite the parent share. But at least in the class that I was teaching called Decision-Making and Disciple Leadership, we would spend anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes in structured parent share discussions. So it's natural. I think we all like to be engaged. Kelly, we try to do this in our Sunday school and young women's lessons as well.
That's true. And today we'll even include some students with us at the pulpit that will share their experiences.
So will this be implemented each week, the parent share, and also maybe students coming up?
You know, it'll be the choice of every devotional speaker. Apparently, the several devotional speakers who will be following us are going to be using a discussion board and involving some students, I think, at the pulpit, although it's their choice.
So, Sister Irene, what has devotional meant to you and your family as you've been here and as your children have gone through school here?
Right. In fact, we will bring our boys with us today to devotional for them to experience being in that. BYU-Idaho Center is a gathering spot. There is a special spirit in that building, and I have found that as I attend devotional, that I am lifted and that those messages carry me through the week, and the notes that I take I can refer back to. It has been such a blessing, I think, to the BYU-Idaho student body, but also to the community that can listen via radio or watch later. It's a great opportunity.
So, President, in general, what are you most excited for the BYU-Idaho campus? Now that you're president, what are you most excited for? You've been here for a while, as you mentioned, and around the campus. What excites you most about BYU-Idaho?
Well, it's very exciting that we are able to admit so many students who might consider themselves and might be considered by other institutions as not ready for college. We've got a unique faculty here and unique student body who are focused on learning, focused on lifting one another, and so this it's a wonderful refuge. And we're also good at reaching out. Our online student population will already, if you include pathway students, exceeds the number of students that we have on this campus. And it's just exciting to be associated with an institution that is all about reaching out. Whether the outreach is across the globe or just across the sidewalk, the 3 feet that separates us when we pass a fellow student.
Well, that's all the questions that I had. Thank you again so much for coming. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about your devotional or anything else?
Well, we just appreciate the opportunity to be speaking, and we love the radio station.
Well, thank you.
You folks do great work here.
Thank you very much.